For over a decade, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner was more than an aircraft. It was a symbol of progress, of precision, of perfection in the sky. British Airways called it the future of their fleet. Lighter, quieter, smarter. An aircraft so advanced it could think before the pilot did. One that practically flew itself. One that couldn't fail. Until it did. On the morning of June 8, 2025, flight BA217 departed Heathrow Airport en route to Washington, D.C. The skies were calm. No turbulence, no threats. But just 43 minutes into the flight, the aircraft stopped climbing. A subtle shudder, a sudden deceleration. The crew dumped fuel, declared a mayday, turned back. Passengers were told it was a technical anomaly. A jammed flap, a routine precaution. But that wasn't the full story. Because just 2 weeks later, another Dreamliner in the same British Airways fleet suffered a total electrical restart during pushback. Cabin lights flickered, engines refused to spool. Avionics rebooted mid-taxi. The crew aborted the flight. No one said the words out loud, but behind closed doors, the panic had begun. Inside maintenance hangars, engineers weren't just fixing systems, they were tracing shadows, errors that didn't behave like normal failures. Instruments showing normal while systems failed. Warnings that should have triggered, but didn't. And what investigators would eventually discover, buried deep in those systems, in lines of code, pressure logs, and manufacturing records, wasn't a coincidence. It was a pattern. A pattern British Airways didn't see coming. A flaw Boeing couldn't admit. And a question the aviation world can no longer avoid. What if the Dreamliner was never safe to begin with? The failure wasn't loud. There was no explosion, no fire, no alarms blaring in the cockpit. Instead, what British Airways engineers found was something far more chilling. Silence where there should have been screams. The aircraft's flight systems hadn't failed in the way we expect. No broken wires, no shattered parts. The flaps hadn't physically jammed. The engines hadn't lost power. Instead, the aircraft's own digital brain had made a fundamental misjudgment. It thought it was still on the ground. A condition now being whispered across hangars and safety briefings as the false ground state. In that state, critical systems never fully engage. Engine power is restricted. Flap positions don't trigger takeoff configurations. Hydraulic pressure is limited. And worst of all, the warning systems, designed to alert pilots if anything goes wrong, remain silent. Because to the aircraft's logic, nothing has gone wrong. Flight BA217 entered this state 90 seconds after departure. The system believed the plane hadn't left the runway. Thrust was cut. Autopilot logic glitched. The aircraft drifted into partial stall before the crew took manual control. The black box recorded no system failures, just a creeping confusion. The aircraft was flying, but its brain was convinced it wasn't. What triggered this false state? Investigators aren't sure. Some blame faulty sensors near the landing gear. Others point to outdated flight control software, a patch issued in 2024 that may never have been installed. But one thing is now certain. The problem isn't mechanical, it's behavioral. The Dreamliner didn't break, it hesitated. And in aviation, hesitation is the first step toward disaster. As investigators dug deeper, it became clear. This wasn't just a software hiccup. It was something older, something deeper. It started with the skin of the aircraft, or rather, what lay beneath it. Unlike traditional aluminum airframes, the Boeing 787 is built from carbon fiber reinforced polymer. Lighter, stronger, supposedly more resistant to fatigue. But what British Airways engineers began finding in their grounded fleet wasn't resistance. It was separation. Microscopic voids between composite layers, not visible to the naked eye, but devastating under repeated stress. Areas of the fuselage, especially near the wing root and rear pressure bulkhead, were showing signs of delamination. In simple terms, the Dreamliner was slowly coming apart at the molecular level. The FAA had warned about this, quietly, in 2021. Internal Boeing memos from their South Carolina plant flagged gaps in fuselage section joins. In some aircraft, shims, the thin spaces used to fill microscopic gaps between sections, were either missing or misaligned. At the time, Boeing called it a production quality issue, not a safety concern. But inside the British Airways maintenance records, that same language appeared again. Non-conforming shimming noted, deemed airworthy. Except now, those airworthy aircraft were grounded with pressurization warnings, stress readings that didn't make sense. A plane that had flown only 9,000 cycles, well below fatigue limits, was showing degradation patterns 10 years too early. And when metallurgical teams examined a removed panel under the microscope, they found what Boeing hoped would stay buried: resin voids and poor bonding. Not once or twice, but in over a dozen inspected aircraft. The deeper investigators looked, the more a chilling pattern emerged. This wasn't wear and tear. This wasn't age. This was a manufacturing shortcut taken years ago, one that now threatens the structural future of the entire Dreamliner fleet. Even if the body of the Dreamliner held together, it still had to fly. And for that, it needed a heart. The Boeing 787 was offered with two engine options, the General Electric Genx or the Rolls-Royce Trent 1000, the latter being British Airways' choice for most of its fleet. Marketed as efficient, durable, and smart, the Trent 1000 was supposed to be a quiet triumph of British engineering. In reality, it's been one of the most quietly recalled engines in modern aviation. Since its introduction, the Trent 1000 has struggled with internal defects. Engineers have recorded turbine blade fractures developing far earlier than expected. In some units, corrosion was discovered inside the compressor cores, creating instability at high altitude. Other engines reported vibrations so severe mid-flight that power had to be cut to prevent failure. And still, aircraft continued to fly, often patched rather than truly fixed. By the summer of 2025, the backlog was undeniable. Across the industry, Dreamliners weren't being grounded because they crashed. They were being grounded because their engines couldn't be trusted to start. British Airways had 6 787s immobilized at Heathrow, with more pulled from rotation each week. Each aircraft sat idle, tagged for engine replacement. But there was a bigger problem. Rolls-Royce couldn't keep up. Replacement units were delayed by months, and even when available, supply chains were bottlenecked. Worse still, Boeing's design didn't allow easy swaps. A Trent-equipped Dreamliner couldn't simply be fitted with a GE engine. Doing so would require a complete recertification and extensive rewiring. Inside the airline, scheduling teams began each day with the same question: which aircraft could actually fly? The Dreamliner fleet was beginning to look less like a breakthrough in aviation and more like a collection of grounded monuments, planes ready in every way, except for the one that mattered most. By mid-July, the crisis was no longer confined to maintenance hangars and boardrooms. It had spread to departure gates, hotel lobbies, and stranded terminals. British Airways began quietly removing long-haul routes from its schedule. Flights to Abu Dhabi, Vancouver, and Seoul disappeared overnight. No press release, no explanation, just cancellations, buried in booking systems labeled as operational adjustments. Passengers were left guessing. Families missed reunions. Business trips collapsed. Honeymoons were rerouted or delayed without warning. Call centers were overwhelmed. Agents reading from scripts that didn't match reality. Refunds trickled out. Apologies grew automated. For the traveling public, it felt like chaos. But for airline staff, it was worse. Behind the scenes, schedulers were desperately reshuffling aircraft like chess pieces. Every available jet was being stretched thin, redeployed to fill gaps left by grounded Dreamliners. Domestic aircraft were covering international legs. Crew rotations were maxed out. Morale plummeted. One pilot, speaking anonymously, said it plainly. "It feels like we're building a house on sand. Every morning, we start from zero." Inside terminals, the discontent turned vocal. Social media filled with photos of departure boards lined with red. Videos showed airport staff pleading for patience. A once loyal customer base now looked on with suspicion, not trust. British Airways had bet its long-haul strategy on the Dreamliner. But now, every grounded jet translated to broken trust, stranded travelers, and a growing sense that something much larger was unraveling. The human cost of Boeing's failure wasn't just technical, it was personal. As British Airways scrambled to keep its schedule alive, another crisis was unfolding 4,000 miles away, inside Boeing itself. On May 30, 2025, a surprise audit team from the FAA walked into Boeing's North Charleston plant, clipboards in hand and questions no longer whispered. What they found wasn't a manufacturing facility. It was a pressure cooker. Overdue inspections. Quality assurance forms signed without physical verification. Technicians working back-to-back shifts on high-stress fuselage joins. The same issues flagged years earlier. Shim gaps, composite inconsistencies, and improper torque calibration were still happening. And worse, they were being documented. Silently. Repeatedly. One redacted internal memo, now under federal review, warned, "We are applying band-aids to structural systems that require surgery." Boeing had built over 1,100 Dreamliners since the model's debut. But as each grounded aircraft was examined by regulators, it became harder to argue these were isolated incidents. Patterns emerged. Component defects weren't unique to one airline or one plant. They were systemic. Inventory reports told their own story. Fully assembled Dreamliners sat idle in Boeing storage yards, engines still missing, paperwork incomplete. Some had been parked for over a year, untouched, unclaimed, their value depreciating by the day. Investors began pulling back. Boeing's stock dipped 12% in a week. International clients requested independent inspections before accepting deliveries. Legal teams prepared for incoming waves of liability claims. And inside Boeing, silence gave way to panic. Emergency meetings were held. Internal review teams reactivated. Engineers once ignored were suddenly in high demand. But to many insiders, it was already too late. The problem wasn't just in the aircraft, it was in the culture. A culture that traded caution for speed, transparency for output, and trust for silence. Boeing wasn't just building airplanes anymore, it was building a case against itself. What began as a crisis at British Airways was no longer a local problem. It had become a global reckoning. By mid-July 2025, over a dozen airlines across five continents were reporting quiet groundings of their Dreamliner fleets. American Airlines pulled five aircraft from service due to abnormal vibration readings. Japan Airlines rerouted two 787s after power interruptions mid-flight. Air New Zealand warned its passengers that maintenance delays could affect nearly 60% of its long-haul operations. Yet none of these carriers issued press statements. There were no grand announcements, just a rising pattern of vanishing flights and silent tarmac tombstones. In airline hangars from Frankfurt to Santiago, the story was the same. Crews reported untraceable faults. Engineers couldn't find a single point of failure because the systems weren't failing in isolation. They were disagreeing with each other. A sensor reading one thing, a controller interpreting another, and somewhere in between, a decision not being made. The world's most advanced aircraft was caught in digital deadlock. Meanwhile, aviation regulators scrambled to catch up. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency ordered an urgent review of Dreamliner flight control firmware. Australia launched a parliamentary inquiry. Canada hinted at temporary fleet reductions if Boeing failed to provide clear answers. By the end of July, at least 140 Dreamliners had been confirmed grounded. Dozens more airlines refused to comment on. The silence wasn't a strategy. It was a symptom. The global fleet was unraveling, one confused aircraft at a time. Inside boardrooms and aviation summits, the tone had changed. What was once framed as an unfortunate series of malfunctions was now being viewed as something deeper, more unsettling. The question was no longer, how do we fix this? It was, can we still trust the Dreamliner at all? British Airways, once Boeing's proud European partner, was reportedly in quiet talks to shift future orders to Airbus. Other carriers were freezing expansion plans involving the 787. Lessors were recalculating aircraft valuations. Insurance firms began demanding higher premiums for Dreamliner operations. Behind each of those moves wasn't panic, it was hesitation. A creeping doubt that maybe the very thing that made the Dreamliner revolutionary, its intelligence, its autonomy, its software-driven systems, was also what made it vulnerable. Boeing had built a plane so advanced, so interconnected, that no single person could fully understand how all its parts talked to one another. And when that network hesitated, or worse, disagreed with itself, the human in the cockpit became a passenger too. Aviation was never just about technology, it was about trust. And now, that trust was cracking. Not with a bang, but with a long, cold silence Boeing could no longer ignore. This was never just about an aircraft. It was about the myth we built around it, that smarter meant safer, that automation meant certainty, and that complexity was always under control. But what British Airways and airlines around the world were now discovering was far more uncomfortable. The Dreamliner wasn't failing because it was outdated. It was failing because it was too modern to doubt itself. Pilots reported systems behaving normally, right up until the moment they didn't. Maintenance crews passed inspections based on data, not touch. Errors weren't being flagged, because the aircraft didn't recognize them as errors. The Dreamliner didn't collapse in a single catastrophic moment. It unraveled through hesitation, through contradictions, through a system that no longer understood when it needed help. And in that gap between human instinct and machine logic, lives aren't just lost in fireballs. They're slowly eroded by indecision. Inside Boeing, the realization was setting in. This wasn't about parts or policies anymore. It was about a machine that no longer asked questions, and a company that stopped questioning itself. This was the turning point, not just for the Dreamliner, but for the entire philosophy of flight. If this story made you pause, good. Because the system counts on you not paying attention. What happened with the Dreamliner isn't just a technical failure. It's a warning that progress without accountability isn't progress at all. So don't let this fade into another forgotten headline. Subscribe so you never miss the truths others bury. Share this with someone who still believes complexity equals safety. Comment with what you think. Accident, oversight, or inevitability. Because next time, it might not be British Airways. And next time, silence won't be survivable.